PM on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 till 7 PM.
Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Gesella. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Good afternoon, welcome to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, digital radio, and any smart speaker that you like conversing with. Both Joel and Steve are away this weekend. They've left the show in my hands for one of those weird solo shows we do occasionally. My name's John Murphy, I'll be with you until 5 o'clock. Open the show there with Fontaine's DC and It's Amazing to Be Young. That was a surprise release this week from the Irish band, releasing a brand new song that's not on the latest album, Romance. It was a song inspired by the birth of guitarist Carlos O'Connell's baby, and how it is indeed amazing to be young. I wish I could remember that far back. There's possibly even more new music coming from Fontaine's later this year, but nothing confirmed as yet. Loads of good music to play for you today, including an album of the week from Youth Lagoon, plus tracks from Field Music, Mole Rats, Sleigh Bells, Basha Boulay, Manic Street Preachers. The list is pretty much endless. But first, Brian Dadereau. He's technically a new artist for The Breakdown, but you'll have heard his voice many times if you've ever heard a Lemon Twigs song, for he is the lead singer of the said Lemon Twigs. Announced this week, he's releasing his first solo album, Till the Morning. Doesn't mean that the Twigs are breaking up. Brian's bandmate and brother Michael is heavily involved in the album. That's out on the 20th of March. This is the title track and the first single, Till the Morning, Brian Dadereau.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Surf night, bitch.
If our paths ever meet, like ever meet again. dancing in the streets. Like difference isn't made, I'm different on the beat. No spark to my flame, I'ma do my dance like I'm ushering the rain. I'll be dancing down the streets, let them think I'm insane. If our paths ever meet, like ever meet again. I'll be dancing in the streets, like ushering the rain. Like strippers in the deep. So I'ma do my dance like I'm Usher in the rain. I'll be dancing down the streets like strippers in the deep, making cash off of pain. But if I plant a seed, I know I see a place. So I'll be dancing down the streets like difference isn't made.
Was a track from last week's album of the week, which was Like a Ribbon by John Glacier. John Glacier album went straight in the charts with a bullet at number 101, as is often the case when it's the album of the week. This week's album of the week is Youth Lagoon, aka Trevor Powers. He's released his fifth album under the Youth Lagoon name yesterday, called Rarely Do I Dream. It's a collection of songs inspired by some home movies that he found in his parents' basement. So all through the album, there's little snatches of those films. It makes for quite an eerie listen. I'll play you two tracks. First track I'll play you is called Gumshoe, Dracula from Arkansas. And I'll play you another track after 4 o'clock. This is Youth Lagoon.
Then you can show yourself to your kids, when you grow up, you'll probably get a costume that you'll take care of.
Thank you.
shadow. One out here in the just getting in the sun, just for fun. Showing what life is really like.
The excellent Youth Lagoon, a.k.a. Trevor Powers, from this week's album of the week, Really Do I Dream. That was a track called Gumshoe, Dracula from Arkansas. I'll play another track from that in the second hour of the show. Another artist who's back this week is Perfume Genius. Mike Hadris is going to release his seventh album, Glory, which is the follow-up to 2022's Ugly Season. That'll be out on March the 28th. He's already released a track from it, It's a Mirror, which I think we played last month. And this is the second track to be taken from that album. It features New Zealand singer-songwriter Aldous Harding, and it also features a pretty unhinged video if you want to check that out. This is a track called No Front Teeth by Perfume Genius with Aldous Harding.
No front teeth, where they all used to go, broken apart and shining. No front teeth, but a feeling I know, back where the starting line is. It's on the camera, thrown to the floor, and I grin just a little. Feel something my entire life. It's fine.
Take everything that I know. Let it take. Hello, this is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
You still get stoned to make a phone call. You're still a bachelor with those blank walls. Keep telling people you're 6 feet tall. I'm finished praying for your downfall. Can't go on thinking it was my fault. And pushing pins into a cursed doll. Keep draining cellars and blaming your mom. I'm finished praying for your downfall. So many hours putting words in your mouth. To think I thought sparkle makes you look small. Still think a fight can make a love false. Just keep doing whatever you want. I'm finished praying for your downfall. I can't keep begging for what I lost. And cursing tough love from a good God. Keep whistling, boy, I was never.
Another new artist for The Breakdown this afternoon. That was Jensen McRae, Praying for Your Downfall. She's from Santa Monica in California. Her debut album, Are You Happy Now, was released in March 2022, and she's almost ready to release a follow-up, which is the excellent titled I Don't Know How, But They Found Me, which is all in capitals, which seems important. That's out on April 25th. That was the first single to be taken from it, a particularly vicious breakup anthem, Praying for Your Downfall. And before that, you heard the excellent Perfume Genius with his new song called, if you bear with me a minute, I will go back to my notes. It was called No Front Teeth, and that was a duet with Aldous Harding, taken from the album Glory, out on March the 28th. It's 25 minutes past three, and you know what that means. It means it's the Treble 7, feature of the show where we play three songs that are all very short and clock in at under 7 minutes. These three clock in at 6 minutes 30. I checked that last night. First one is Mamalarkey, and it's called Number One Best of All Time. I brought a song in by Mamalarkey last time I was on the show, and so I thought I'd bring another one in. They'll be touring with Hind soon. This is a track taken from their upcoming third album, Hex Key, which is out on April the 11th. It'll be their debut on Epitaph Records, and I will follow that with two more short but very sweet songs. First, Mamalarkey, Number One Best of All Time.
Fine, fuck care. Breakdown. Treble 7.
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Or is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Call me when you break up. I wanna be the first one on your mind when you wake up. I miss the way we'd stay up. We talk about
we'll be right back. Call me when you break up. Unless you found the person that you want a new name from. I'd like to be there when the day comes. You know I'm always here, so don't ever be a stranger.
And that was today's Treble 7. And it finished with Selena Gomez with Gracie Abrams and Benny Blanco. Now, that was a track from the upcoming Selena Gomez album. She's recorded it with her fiancé, Benny Blanco, featuring Gracie Abrams on vocals. That album, I Said I Love You First, comes out on March the 21st. Before that, you heard Roll Otis, Oily Heart, and that's a new track from the Sydney duo. They released their debut album, Pratt and Pain, last year. They played The Foundry, actually. I went to see them. They were very good. And that was formerly an Amazon Music exclusive, but now it's available everywhere. And before that was Mamalaki, number one best of all time. And that concludes today's Treble 7. We've still got half an hour of this hour to go, so I thought I would bring a new artist in. We don't tend to play many tracks inspired by Shakespeare on the breakdown, so this is something a bit different. Chase Petra are a three-piece from Long Beach, California. Their second album, Lullaby for Dogs, is out on March the 7th. It's a track about how lead singer Hunter Allen has become disillusioned with organized religion, while also quoting heavily from Hamlet. This is Have Faith, Horatio by Chase Petra. Have Faith, Horatio. And that is a new track from Chase Petras, who are a brand new artist for The Breakdown. I think that's the third new artist we've had so far today. Next up, Steve may not be with us in the studio, but he is with us in spirit. He sent me a recommendation this week, and it was the new track from Sister Wives. Sister Wives are, of course, the Sheffield-based quartet. They are back with their first new music since their 2022 album, Igaras. Apologies if I pronounced that wrong. That was nominated for the Welsh Music Prize. This is also their first release featuring new band member Rachel Loomis. They're going to be playing Lughole up at Kelham Island on the 29th of March, and they're also headlining the Moth Club in London in April. Sister Wives and Malady, and I will double this up with a track from the new Manic Street Preachers album.
Hello there, I am Pictish Trail. Yes, Pictish Trail. That's me. Who? Pictish Trail? What? I'll just forget it. This is The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Street Preachers and Dear Stephen from their 16th album, I think. No, sorry, 15th album, Critical Thinking. That came out last week. I think it's the best thing they've done in absolutely ages. That was a track about fandom, about worshipping people who don't really deserve to be worshipped, and mostly how Stephen Morrissey has become a massive disappointment to everybody. So Manic Street Preachers, before that you heard Sister Wives and Malady. Field Music are back. They haven't been away that long. They only released a new album in October, but they're back with a brand new project, and they've collaborated with a brass ensemble from the NASUWT Riverside Band. That album, Binding Time, is out on March 28th, and it's all inspired by the birth of the Durham Miners Association. This is a first track to be taken from it called The Death of Blind Davy.
I felt sorry for Davy, though I kept it to myself. He did what many a man would do, and it led him to his death. The owner's agents gathered up men on false pretense. his shovel hit the ball. And up went Davy's body, some sympathy to show. But the furnace man, he only said, at least they weren't our own. It was only that blind Davy, he's well out of the way. But I can't shed the awful shame I felt ever since that day.
Brass bands and jerky math rock have never sounded so good together. That's Field Music with the NASUWT Riverside Band and the Death of Blind Davy. Really looking forward to hearing that album. Right, we have 10 minutes left of the hour and I think I can squeeze three tracks in. So first up, it's Anxious. Anxious are from Connecticut. They are, I think you class them as an emo band, if that's a term that exists these days. They released their second album, Bambi, yesterday, following up 2022's debut, Little Greenhouse. They're over in the UK in July, playing 2000 Trees Festival, and they're also playing Nottingham, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and London. And this also fits into our occasional Not A Cover track. It's a track called Never Said. It's sadly not a cover of the Liz Phair Exile from Guysville track, but it is very good. Never Said by Anxious.
Chance either way, I don't think you'll show. Say, would you walk my way? You don't say, 'cause people like me, you would never know. So in passing a glance, hide away the things you think I don't know. Say, do you feel so great as you sing? And would you tell me you would never know?
Don't let me write, just take me and throw me away like the rest that you hate. But you know it's pretty easy when you're sleeping.
There, all the way from Connecticut, and that was called Never Said. We have about 6 minutes, I'd say, of the hour left. So, Sleigh Bells, their new album was announced this week. It has one of the best titles of the year, I'd say, in Bunky Becky Birthday Boy. That will be out on April the 4th. But this is actually quite a sad song about the death of Alexis Krauss' dog Riz, who she had nicknamed Bunky Becky. But it is very much a Sleigh Bells song. In fact, this is pretty much 11 Interpols out of 10. This is Sleigh Bells and Bunky Pop. Unmistakable sound of Sleigh Bells and Bunky Pop. Right, we are 3 minutes away from 4 o'clock, so we started the hour with some Irish rock. We'll end the hour of some as well. The Murder Capital released their third album, Blindness, yesterday. They're a band who seem to be getting better with every release. This is a track from that album called Death of a Giant. We'll see you after 4 o'clock.
Solemnly in grief, while the lithy leaves its sleep. Young band marching slowly on their feet. The chemist sings to the whole street, while the shining moves beneath. Yeah. It was the death of a giant, the death of a giant. On their head, mark the permanence of
tattoo.